Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,172, Leonard Wright and Christine Griffin, seeking variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure under Section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of East Stony Run, approximately 50 feet south of Blue Water Run East. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 329. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. We received a letter of support from Janice, I'm not sure how to pronounce this last name, but of Lot 24, 37217 East Stony Run, Selbyville. The writer states that they reviewed the plans for the proposed building on Lot 25 in Kennewick Sound. Their property, Lot 24, is adjacent, and they are not opposed to the variance requested that would extend the building beyond the required 10-foot setback. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot required side yard setback for a proposed dwelling on the north side, and a 3-foot variance from the 10-foot required side yard setback for the proposed dwelling on the south side. And there was a revised, you should have received a revised exhibit showing some revised variances that, from the original application.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have them be...
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Elliott with Bedside Homes, 14317 Sugar Hill Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So what are you looking at?
172.
172. Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Very well. And yourself?
I'm good. Good. I respectfully request a variance for side yard setbacks, as was just mentioned. Number one, it is a very unique piece of property. It's small. It's only 0.19 acres, and it is also not square. So, you know, with the building restriction lines not being perpendicular, it does create a very narrow lot. It narrows from front to back, so it's very unique. It can't be otherwise developed because of the narrowness of the lot, and the customer's only trying to build a 1,658 square foot home. So I wanted to mention that. They're not trying to put a really big home on this property. It is a one-story, 1,658 square feet. The issue has not been created by the applicant, but it's rather due to the unique dimensions of the lot, which is on a lagoon there in Kennewick Sound, in a very unique neighborhood, actually, when you consider the characteristics of the neighborhood, the shapes of the lots. It will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood, but would actually enhance it, nor does it affect negatively any neighboring properties. We are requesting a minimum variance to afford relief for this property. The owners, Christine Griffin and her husband, Leonard Wright, Mr. Griffin's a doctor, so I'm hoping if you approve this variance, she'll help me with my little cold here, free of charge. But anyway, they actually were concerned about requesting for the variance, and I explained to them, you know, this is a very unique situation, and I thought it would be okay, but they actually took the shape. It was 1,650 square feet, and they actually redid the rear of the home recently, changing the screen porch to sunroom and her rear office and bedroom to try to bring it in just a little bit. So I think they've really gone, you know, out of the way to try to make sure that they can fit a small home on a unique lot and still allow them to have reasonable use of the home and a decent layout. So for those reasons, I respectfully request an approved variance.
I think we'll start out. See if we have any questions from members of the board. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
And the structure's not there at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Make it long?
No, ma'am.
Any further questions? Mr. Mills?
The 1,600 square feet is living space, correct?
Yes, sir.
It's not garage. Okay. No other support building structures?
No, sir.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Sure.
I don't see an HVAC or steps on here.
Are they going to be within the building envelope?
The HVAC and steps will be on the rear and in the building envelope, not encroaching into the setbacks.
Okay, just want to make sure we didn't need one for that.
Yes, sir.
For the record, it does appear there's a 4-foot variance needed on the north side for the screen porch, but looks to be the same amount also for that corner of the dwelling. I'm guessing just going down by a line. So I think just for the record, we would want to make sure that's clear as well.
Less than that, yeah, for the corner of the building.
It's tough to tell. If it's less, it's not much less. I see there's drainage easements. I just want to confirm nothing's being built within any of the drainage easements.
Nothing's being built. No water line, no. No, sir.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Excuse me. Right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,172. It is an odd-shaped lot, so it is unique. It cannot otherwise be developed, and it's not created by the applicant. They have done their best to stay within the setbacks, and it's the minimum variance requested.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,172. All those in favor of that motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,172 is approved.